Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, Shir Sponsor, and the Schus of the return of all the hostages in the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding Psochim Daf Kovches in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, starting the fourth parak of Masechet Psochim in the beginning of Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah. Makom Shinoagu La'Sois Melocho Be'Arvi Psochim Ad Chatzois Oisim. A place where they do Melocho on Erev Pesach until Chatzois, then you can do Melocho. That's the Minig Makom. But if it's a place you don't do melacha until chatzos, you now don't do the melacha. Clearly from the Mishnah, the after chatzos, nobody does melacha. So a person is going from one place to another, from a place where they do melacha to a place they don't do melacha, or a place they don't do melacha, that's where his original location is. It's going to a place where they do a melacha. So he gets the chumra of both places. The chumra of the place where he left from, and the chumra of the place where he's going to. Meaning, the only time you have a chumra is a place where they don't do malacha. So, in our case, this is a lashon that we have anytime a person goes from one place to another. And by us, it means, if he's coming from a place they don't do malacha, even though he's going to a place where people do malacha, he should not be doing the malacha. And if he comes to a place where they don't do malacha, but the place where he's going to, has the meaning of not having melacha Erev Pesach, he's not allowed to do a melacha in this place. Meaning, even though a person is covering a place where the meaning is to do a melacha, and he should be able to do the melacha, but he's not going to do it here in the place where they don't do a melacha, because he doesn't want to bring a machlekes. Says the Makom Shenagu Lasos Melacha V'chuli. Ksiv Sham Tizbach Es HaPesach Be'erif. Ein Li Elohu Shlucha Minayin. So the Pasuk says that you bring the Korban Pesach in that place. And the Gemara says, how do you know that someone can bring the Pesach on your behalf? Talmud Loimar Ubishalto V'Achalto. Meaning the Pasuk, when it speaks about Bishul and Achilo, it says you, Bishalto V'Achalto. You're going to be the one cooking, you're going to be the one eating. But by Zvicho, it doesn't say V'Zovachto. It says Sham Tizbach. So from this diuk, you see that a shliach, a messenger, could be doing the Korban Pesach, could be shech the Korban Pesach on behalf of the owner. Matamud loymar sham tizbach es haPesach be'erev. Meaning, but still, the lashon sham tizbach, Masha, you're doing it. But it's not you. Anybody could do it for you. So why it says sham tizbach? Einu b'din sh'tiyosuk b'malachtecho v'kormcho korev. It can't be that your korban is being korved, Korban Pesach, and you'll be doing a melacha. Meaning, when the Korban Pesach is coming, you should now be doing a melacha, even if you're not the one who's actually bringing the Korban. And that's the reason the Pesach says, Sham Tizbach, to say, even though you're not actually doing the Zvicho, but you have to be somewhat connected to the Zvicho. And that's the Gemara concludes, Aval Osu Milas Sois Melacha. Kado Detani, like the following Braiso. Lehen Kol Inche Dehave Aloy Ayinu Bikurin. Every person needs to bring wood and Bikurim. And the Gemara goes on to explain, what does it mean, wood? So the Gemara explains, someone says they want to bring wood to Mizbech, which is referring to the two Gizre Eitzi, the two logs of wood that come with Korban Atomit. So continues the Braisa and says, Osur Besped V'Tainis, now I'll do Hesped and Tainis, it's not allowed to be in a time of mourning. He can't do Melocha at all that day. So that's the Rai, you can't do Melocha that day. Says the Gemara now, Umar of Yerinon, Ilan Tmidin, the Korban is Tomit, Korban Hashem Shekol Yisrael Inun. It's the Korban that belongs to all Am Yisrael. So something more, you call Yisrael Oilim Yerushalayim? You want to tell me Am Yisrael has to be every day in Yerushalayim to do Korban Atomit? Leiz Ksiv Ela Shalosh Pim Hashoni Yerekul Zchurcha. It says only three times a year, only three regalim you have to go to Yerushalayim, not every day. Imiyu Kol Yisrael Yoishvim Betalim. So now you want to tell me Am Yisrael, everybody is not going to be able to do Melacha because the Korban is coming that day. Ve'achtiv Osavto Degonecho. You have to go and collect your harvest. Mi yosef lehem sadagon. Who's going to collect it if everybody cannot do melocha every single day? Elishiskinu anevim arishayim esirim ve'arba mishmaros. Vim arishayim established 24 groups. I'll call mishmar and mishra. For every group, I have omud b'yushalayim shal kohanim, shal levim, shal yisraelim. So the kohanim were divided into 24, and every group comes to do the avodah that week. The levim are divided that way. And also Am Yisrael is divided that there's groups of people that represent Am Yisrael. Tani, the Braisa says, 24,000 Omud Yerushalayim v'chatzi Omud Meirichoy. The group that came from Yerushalayim was 24,000. The group that came from Meirichoy is only 12,000. You required enough people to have 24,000 in the Mishmar. In order to give cover to Yerushalayim, so you allow Yerushalayim to have the bigger group. They were the proper shluchim for Am Yisrael, and they're the ones who didn't do the melacha, as the representatives of Am Yisrael. Tanya Shir Malozoim, Kohanim, Levim, Israelim, Vishir, Makim, Zakarban. All these things back of the carbon, Kohanim, Levim, Israelim, and Shir. As Abraham explains over here, the Shir means clay shir, the vessels, the actual instruments that are used for the Shira. And all these things are Makim of the carbon. The carbon doesn't have either one of them, so the carbon is not Oil Lerotzen. Rabbi Avi Mishir Malozor, Taimed Rab Shir Malozor, what's the reason of Shir Malozor? Meaning, what is the source of Shir Malozor? Because the pasuk says, "Cholakol mishtachavim," the whole call are bowing down. Elo Yisrael, ve'ashir mishayir, and there is the song being sang. Elo Levim, that refers to the Levim. When Davkav Chesamud Beis, ve'achatzoytzoyz mechatzetzrim, and the trumpets are being played. Elo Koyanim, because the Koyanim were the ones that blow the chatzoytzos. Hakoil ad lechalus oilo, hakol me'akivus hakorban. So all this is Ma'ak of the Korban. Now what does it say over here, Klei Shir? So says Reb Chaim, when he speaks about the Kohanim with the Chatzotzos, even though we learn from here, the main thing we learn from here is Kohanim, you also learn Klei Shir, because the Chatzotzos are Klei Shir. He brings a different source. It says in the Pasuk, V'esno esa Levim nisunim la'aroin ulevonov mitoich bnei Yisrael. The Levim were given. What we're referring to, Elo Levim. The Pasuk is telling me the Levim are there. La avoidas avoidas bnei Yisrael boil moed. The one who's doing avoida, elo koyanim. Ule chaper bnei Yisrael. What brings the kapara? Ze ashir. That's a klei shir. For loy bnei Yisrael negev vegesh bnei Yisrael la kodesh. Am Yisrael won't die when they come near the kodesh. Elo Yisrael refers to Yisrael themselves. So you see, all the four groups or all the four requirements are here. Minayin shashir kori kapara. How do we know that shir is kapara? This is a question on its own. It's not a continuation we just learned, but the Gemara brings it because we dash from the same place. That the pasuk we just mentioned, Chaber Yisrael, refers to the shir. It's called a kapar. Minayin shashir me'akev. How do you know the shir is me'akev? The same pasuk. It says Chaber Yisrael is a shir, meaning that kapara is needed. So it's required, because if you don't have it, you don't have kapara. So now the Gemara goes back to the sugya. Now that we learned, you're not allowed to do melacha when you have a carbon. So we'll go, let's go back to our Mishnah. Pesach is a carbon of Am Yisrael. And still we said, some places you do melacha, some places you don't do melacha. What do you mean? There's a carbon for all Am Yisrael. They should be also do melacha. Says the Gemara, Ma'avo shani shira pesach korban mishay shos v'lamalon. Meaning, yes, the minug we're talking about is the first 6 hours of the day. There's a machlek, it's a minug, they do a melacha or not. But you're not allowed to do melachas when you bring the carbon. The carbon is coming only in the last 6 hours of the day. Ravo ba yoma rea lai oilu misheshar salamalo. Mutala says melacha misheshar salamaton. Says, according to this, you just established that Pesach, then you could maybe able to do melacha before, because it comes only from the 6 hours. So what happens if the person says specifically when he gives a nether? He says, I'm going to bring a carbon, but I'm going to bring it only after the 6th hour of the day. So you want to tell me that in that case, the first 6 hours of the day is not also in melacha? Answers the Gemara, Omar, Avyoisei, Pesach shekivu b'shachis, ein Pesach. Oilu shekivu b'shachis, oiluhi. Big difference. When you bring Korban Pesach in the morning, it's not Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach starts only the 6 hours on. Oilo, if you bring oilo in the first 6 hours, it's still oilo. Maybe this person is not obligated, his neder specifies him that he can't bring this Korban before. But you could bring oilo in the first 6 hours. Continues the Gemara, Kol HaDvarim Tolu Oiso B'Minuk. Do we say that everything depends on the minig, like we just learned in our Mishnah? That if the minig is this way, then it's Asur? Says the Gemara, no, not necessarily. If the minig is a mistake, then the minig is not a minig. To bring examples, Nishayo woman, the Neigin Deloy Mevet Uvdo Apuki Shapto. The minig is they don't do a melacha and Moitzi Shabbos. Ain't no minig, then there's no source for that minig. Adifne Sidro minig. But if the minig is that they won't do melacha until Shul ends, so that is a minig, because that minig makes sense, because you don't want people to stop keeping Shabbos too early. Patrayo v'chamashto, and sheni v'chamishi, when you have a tainis, they have a meaning not to do melacha, ain't a minuk. Adit pani tani, so, but if it's still the end of the davening of the tainis, then there is a minuk. Yoimel daravuso, ain't a minuk. Hoshana rabba, if people don't do melacha, shana rabba, it's not a minuk. But if from mincha onwards, when you get close to Shmini Atzeres, then it's a good minuk. Yoimel diarcho, minuk. If the woman have a minhag not to do melacha on Rosh Chodesh, that's a good minhag, because the really, for them, Rosh Chodesh is like a moyed. Omar Rav Zoiro, Neshayo, the woman, the Nagon, the Loy Limishtio, they don't do weaving. Min the Av, although since Chodesh Av started, minhag. Why? Shebri Pasko Evan Shtio. Min the minhag is based that Shtio is weaving, is the same word as Evan Shtio. That month is when Chur Beis Hamikdash happened. Matam Otsesor is Kiyash Shastoy Searesun. I mean, you're referring to the Churban when we speak about Shosos, Evan Ashtiyo, he made the same idea of not to do Shtiyo, which is weaving. Says the one Mabchino no, call it Dvorim Minuk. He comes to argue, it says no. Whenever there's a Minuk, you have to keep the Minuk. Says the one, I in the Shittin, there were these trees of Shittin, Bemigdol Tzavayo, and the Minuk was not to touch them because they made the Oren out of these trees. Also, the Shalom Mabchino, Chavrin Derabon, Mao Mevi Behem Avoid, can I do Avoido? Your fathers may have a meaning not to do it. Don't change the meaning of your parents. In other words, you should keep the minhag. Says the one blows with Shema Havin. Meaning he thinks this is asur mitzad adin, not because of a minhag. Nishal v'matim. He can ask a question and they'll say it's mutter for him. When Dav Chavtes Amud Daf on top. He knows it's mutter mitzad halacha, but he has a minhag to be oyser it. Nishal v'ematim lo, if he asks a question and say he can't be matir, because you should not stop a minhag. With this we conclude Yerushalmi Psachim Dav Kof Ches.